At 6:23, we're going to jump in and do some entertainment news. Leading the story, sad news. Comedian legend Sid Caesar, as you may already know, died yesterday in Los Angeles. 91 years old. You know, when it comes to talking about skit comedy and sketch comedy, he was an innovator and an incredibly, incredibly funny guy. He was one of the pioneers of television, along like with Milton Berle. And so his 90-minute variety series, which was live back in the 50s, Your Show of Shows, debuted in 1950. It's what Saturday Night Live is modeled after. Other writers that were with him, Carl Reiner, Imogene Coca, Mel Brooks, Woody Allen, Neil Simon, all of these were influenced and worked with Sid Caesar. If you remember, if you don't know who Imogene Coca is, remember Aunt Edna in the first National Lampoon's Vacation? The one that, you know, they had to stop by and pick up and was so enjoyable to be around. That was Imogene Coca in later in life. Caesar was also Coach Calhoun in Grease and Grease 2, and he was one of the stars in It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World. So if you were going to stop and think about trustworthy celebrities, who would you think? Who would you think are the most trustworthy celebrities? Well, Forbes magazine just released their annual list of the most trustworthy celebrities. Forbes magazine seems to be doing a lot of these weird lists. Anyway, here are their top 10. You ready? Ron Howard, 59 years old. He's been around forever. Remember, he was on the Andy Griffith Show and done a lot of acting and Happy Days, and an incredible film producer. Downton Abbey, Maggie Smith, she's 79. Denzel Washington is number 8. Robin Roberts is 53. He's been around for about 30 years. Bill Cosby comes in at number 6. Betty White is on there in the top 5. Michael J. Fox is number 4. Morgan Freeman is number 3. Carol Burnett is number 2. And the most trustworthy celebrity, Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks. I think Tom Hanks, good guy. I don't, if it weren't for his politics, I would like him a lot. I just can't get over, you know, it's just the liberal thing and the, well, never mind. I'm not going off on that tangent. All right, we've talked about Bruce Jenner having surgery to have his Adam's apple reduced, which, whatever. Looking rather effeminate, shall we say. There's rumors, of course, that he is wanting to transition from Bruce Jenner to Brenda Jenner. I don't know what his name is going to be. He just announced that he is not going to re-up or be a part of Keeping Up with the Kardashians television show, even if it gets picked up for a new season. He says he is done with Hollywood, done with this reality show, and will spend the rest of his time in Hawaii, where he lives. Malibu. He lives in Malibu, and that's where he is going to stay. He says he's going to play golf, spend time with the kids, fly his helicopters, and ride motorcycles. I think, personally, with him coming out of Hollywood and getting out from in front of the camera, just lends a little more credibility that he may be making other changes. All right, the Oscars are coming up, and for those that attend, there's a $55,000 gift bag for Oscar losers. In it will be a walking tour of Japan, $15,000, the Best of Vegas tour package worth $9,000, a $6,000 worth of Halo natural pet food, wow, home spa system worth $2,600, $500 house call from a nutritionist, and art print that's worth $1,000. So even if you're a loser at the Oscars, $55,000 in goodies, in my opinion, you're still a winner.
And the new trend now is to personalize that stuff. The Charlie Sheen bag has stuff that says Charlie on it, because there have been some actors and actresses been putting their goodie bags up on eBay.
Duh. Winning. WSAU. We'll be right back.